165, Cortana and Halo campaign show for the week of October 12th, 2008.
Hey, look, he's here! Because I thought it was just a piece of scenery, but it's not, it's him!
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me.
I am Lexlot.
Woohoo!
So, welcome back, guys.
Hello.
For some reason, G. Lewis didn't decide to show up, so he's not here today. But yay. We do have... yeah, but we do have Lancelot from Around the Ring.
Hello.
Hey, be nice. So,
you know,
he's here.
Really. Friendly Canadian. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm not American.
We've got the Atlantic pretty well covered with the British, the Canadians, and
British.
The Americans.
Lol.
United Kingdomians.
No. Same thing.
Britannians. Or Britfags.
Anyway, so this week we're doing... campaign show for the last two Halo levels. We're just picking up where Fumo Jav and JVB left off on the other show. So this is the last campaign show that we're going to be doing. We're picking up where Fumo Jav and JVB left off, and we're going to do Cortana and Halo, mixing it into one show for this week. And after which, we're going to merge into the new rotation that we have set up, which is the Around the Ring segment, which is going to replace the campaign show. Multiplayer tips and tricks. And then after that is customs and creations. And then the final thing in the rotation is call-ins and tales from the foxhole. So after the next show, that will be the new existing rotation. So we want to discuss a little bit on what the new Around the Ring segment is going to be bringing to Podtacular. So Lance is heading that up, so we'll let him talk about that a little bit.
So, yeah, Around the Ring, well, you guys have been paying attention. We, or Dustin and I, we started off doing mostly Halo PC stuff. That's not going to be the case for the new show. What we're looking to do is expand into more games on the PC as well as other console games as well. And we're still just trying to, you know, canker out the few final details, but once we have that, we'll have that sorted out by the time the rotation starts.
Yep. So a lot of the other games that you guys play, like Gears of War and Call of Duty, all those stuff will, if they haven't been covered before, will probably, there's good likeliness that we'll get them reviewed on Podtacular, and maybe even get the Podtacular review team stuff in here as well. That's a possibility. But
yeah. And we're also gonna I'm gonna try and see about integrating clan things as well with the PC clan stuff as well with this show.
Okay,
cool,
amazing.
Well, so that's what you can expect with the new insert into the rotation or replacement. More likely, it's not an insert. So, we have two sets of submissions here today. We have...
Actually, before we start, I think we should talk about Halo 3 Recon. Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
What's Recon? I don't know what this is. What is it?
What is Recon?
Some sort of team?
Game?
Let's see, maybe the next Halo game?
Oh, that! Yeah, I'm joking.
The Halo.
Yeah. So, another
Heart ODST.
ODST.
I love ODST. They're so shiny. Shiny-ish.
They get to fall.
Yeah, it's coming in next year, which is a real downer. But, I mean, yeah. I guess it makes some sense since they just started making it this year. But yeah. It's like, no, we have to wait another year before it comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it'll really build up the anticipation.
Yeah. What do you guys think it's going to be like and as far as campaign storyline?
I couldn't even begin to imagine.
Well, what they, if you read the update on the Bungie website, it's actually going to take place right after, it takes place during the Halo 2 campaign, yeah. After Regret jumps out of the new Mombasa.
Right.
Yeah, so it, they're going to have to do some stuff to the gameplay, because as the Master Chief, you have energy shields, right? And you're used to, you know, running around, you know, you can take a few hits with that. As an ODST, you know, they've always been the red shirts who never make it back.
Right.
True.
I mean, like Bungie said. Sorry, go ahead, Crypto.
I was going to say, it's going to be good playing from the perspective of someone else apart from the Master Chief all the time.
Right.
Yeah. And it'll be cool if we actually get to, like, fight alongside the Master Chief. That'll be amazing.
Would
like
be
a different
cool.
perspective.
The one thing I did see in the update that Bungie put up was that it's still going to have the Halo feel, but like Lance said, since you don't have all the shields and stuff, your strategy is going to have to be a little different.
A lot more tactical, I'm guessing.
Right.
Because that's what ODST are really based around.
Uh-huh.
You know, I really hoped that Halo 3 would have a cover system of some kind, because that's how
no.
I like to play in a lot of different games. Just
it's
like be
not
able to
Gears of War. It's Halo.
Yeah.
We can crouch behind walls. That's fine.
No, but I mean, like, they didn't have it there, but I think it would make more sense here if they had a cover system, because you're an ODST, you don't have shields or anything like that.
Well, like they said, it's still based off the Halo 3 engine, so they're, I mean, all the controls are going to be exactly the same, so there's not going to be any difference in there, unfortunately. But I still think the more tactical part is going to be really interesting for a lot of others. I think personally I'll like it because it's just that much more strategy, whereas all the other running gun type people are going to be like, oh man, this sucks.
Yeah. Why can't I take 5 shots to the face?
It's like because you're not a superhuman soldier. Yeah. But yeah.
Not made of metal.
Yeah. No, I wonder, does he ever get out of that thing to take a shower?
No.
It'd probably get pretty sweaty in there. In that suit.
Yeah, the suit takes care of it for him.
Where's my... Okay, let's move on.
Yep. So, our little blurb on Recon.
Yeah.
G. Lewis wanted to talk about it last week, but he's not here, so... Yeah, he missed
Screw
his chance.
Screw G. Lewis.
Sorry, G. Lewis. It's your fault. Anyway.
Alex says he's with his girlfriend.
Who knows? Go ahead and move on to the tips that we received for this week. Now, we have 2 different sets of tips. We have tips from when the show was originally going back in April. We have a couple of tips from then, and then we have another bigger group of the tips that just got sent in recently when the podcast got restarted. So we're going to go ahead and go back to the older ones first, and then we'll get to the newer ones and go on from there. So who wants to take the first one?
I'll take it. I'm braving it.
Go for it.
Hi, it's 7017. Cortana is an annoying level and always has been. The best way to get through this level is with the least deaths and as stealthy as possible. You will find cloaking almost every time. After every battle, once you clear a room full of flood, search for the area for a cloaking power-up. Then when you come to your next fight, you will use the cloaking to sleep past the flood, even to collect another cloaking, even though the flood haven't been defeated. Okay. Just keep doing this and collecting Cortana from the B&B room. I'm not quite sure what that is.
Bread and breakfast. Bed and breakfast.
I don't know, like beds and breakfasts, I suppose. There will be a gain will be a cloaking awaiting for you, where you can reappear in the room. Use it in the lower towers, and then use the brute shot and pwn. Oh my god, this guy's punctuation. It's amazing. And all you have to do is run and run until you until you find the arbiter, who will be trying to be Arnold Schwarzenegger with his flamethrower. Run past him, get down into the Pelican. Nice job with the podcast. And for those who have never seen the Hunter's anus armor, here's a link to the magical moment of spanking it. Said link. Keep on fragging trucks.
Yeah, here's a link. It'll be in the show notes. Yeah.
If it's still available.
Yeah, I mean, this one's taken. Well, the picture's still there.
Is it?
Okay, cool.
Cool. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. Next one we get is from Asian Dude. He writes in, I would suggest playing this level on co-op because the Arbiter spawns with a sword, which on Legendary kills any Flood in one hit, except for the Flood Elites who die in two. If you're looking for the metagame achievement on two-player co-op, then do it on Normal with the following skulls. Catch Tough Luck, Thunderstorm, Fog, and maybe Mythic. If you're doing one-player, which I don't suggest, then do it on Normal with two or three of the aforementioned skulls on. With three or more people, it just gets hectic, and you might not be able to get the achievement unless one person just stays behind so the other people can respawn. I don't suggest grabbing the flamethrower for obvious reasons. The sword will do fine. When you get to the room where you have to destroy the three thingamabobbers...
Reactors.
Thingamabobbers.
Just grab a brute shot and shoot some grenades at the thingamabobbers. I like how he calls them thingamabobbers. You don't need to get up close and do it. If any Flood come at you, just make sure they don't knock you off the edge. Now, the thingamabobbers he's talking about is the reactors. Just if anyone was confused. Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know. For the metagame achievement, I find that you can get it really easily with three people. Four people, it starts to get a little on edge. But I think with three people, if you run through very quickly and you get the extra time multiplier, you can get it all really securely without a problem.
Cool.
At least that's from my experience.
Yeah.
So, next one.
I'll take it. So, AA Dude sends in Gamertag Captain Planet. Now, I know this may seem like a really simple tip, but it can get overlooked so easily. Always, always, always have a plasma rifle on hand. It's very easy to kill the Flood with, plus it's easy on the ammunition. Make sure you use burst fires. It doesn't take many shots to kill them. The cool thing about the plasma rifle is that you don't need to reload it. That means that more time killing the stupid Flood and less time hiding to reload just to get owned by those freaking exploding little bugs. Also make sure you have a friend with you if possible to help or just hide, as this level is very challenging if you're trying to play it on Legendary or even for some people, Heroic. Make sure you have a friend hide so you can respawn after your inevitable death. Hope my tips helped. Thanks.
Yeah, the plasma rifle's good, but it's pretty weak.
It's not the best.
It's really good for if you're running and gunning, because you can start shooting and then when you get up to them, just melee them and it's down. But I mean, when there's the couple parts when there's just swarms of Flood, it's better to use a sword or a brute shot or
something
or
with a lot of splash damage.
Right. I like the flamethrower.
Yeah.
The flamethrower is only good up to a certain point, because otherwise then the Flood can sometimes survive the fire and then just run up and hit you.
Well, that's when you just
set you on fire in the process.
If they start running towards you, you just burst more into them until they die. You can usually get them all before they come to you, except the little spidery ones. Those can be
carriers.
A real pain. No, not the carriers. The spidery ones.
Yeah.
One of the pure forms.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the pure forms. So those get annoying.
Hi, this is Giddy Forest 118. Gunny 13 on Particular. This is my first submission. Anyway, my tip for this level is simply get a shot in a sword. Just run with whatever. Run with the works on all difficulties. Shout out to my girlfriend Amber. I love you. Aw, that's cute.
Aw.
Thanks for the great show. Keep on fragging trucks.
Okay.
Before you know it, people will be asking us to carry proposals for our show.
I love you, Amber.
Okay.
You're my everything. Sorry.
On that note, future notice, we're not a chapel. We're simply a podcast.
We are gathered here today.
No, we're not doing any of that either.
Extra money.
I still don't want to have to deal with it. The whole
what happens in Podtacular stays in Podtacular.
What happens outside needs to stay outside. Except if it relates to Halo or any other gaming system or other games of that nature. So that concludes our Way Back When submissions. So
they probably split up by now anyway.
So we're going to go ahead and move on to the ones you guys have sent in for this week. Starting with Stall Me Please. He says, this is my first submission. Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty, shall we? On the last level, one of the hardest encounters is at the very top when you have to hold the groups... have to hold of the groups of Flood. I think it means off there. First, grab the deployable sentinel lasers and eject it out into the corner of the floor.
The center of the floor.
That was wrong.
Center of the floor. Eject it out. Now, this part depends on your playstyle. I grab a spiker because it has the great melee attack. The spiker can take out those pure walking forms in 4 hits with this on Legendary. But for all those ballistic crazy Spartans, I would use a needler. They are easy to come by, and whenever they explode, they will push back your enemies away from you if it doesn't kill them. Now back to the level. The Arbiter will use his sword of plasma goodness to help you take out those pesky brute forms. If you are low on shields, duck behind a wall. If you are super lazy, you can hide and defend yourself in the corner for about 20 minutes. Wow, that's a long time to wait. If you are ever low on ammo, use your spiker blades to knock the living daylights out of your enemy. After a while of those hectic battles, Sergeant Johnson will come to the rescue. Congrats, by this time you've completed this section and you're on to fight Guilty Spark. I would like to give a shout-out to Daxter Unlimited, Rogue 119, Asian Dude, White Light, and Basic Instinct. See you guys and all the rest on Podtacular or on Xbox Live. Keep on fracking those foods with E. coli. Stall me, please. Out.
Why? For the win.
Wait, Johnson wasn't in that level.
Johnson covers you with a Spartan laser.
Cortana. Sorry. No, I was thinking of a... Right.
It's Halo, this.
Yeah, the Halo level.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like with a Spartan laser and he shoots it like once every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
He's not helpful at all.
Yeah,
like, actually,
here with the laser,
with the annual night thing, there is about maybe 15 times where we died because of Johnson, because Johnson shot us with the laser.
Yes, I've had that happen to me too. So when the first thing I usually do is I kill him, and then I start to work my way up.
Yeah, but if you kill him, he starts shooting you anyway. He doesn't do much anyway.
Actually.
No, but it's just like, I'm like doing well, and then he'll suddenly shoot me instead of the giant Flood that was running for me. So that's why I usually kill him right at the beginning, as soon as I can, and then work my way up.
You think that Bungie would make the AI a lot better, but and for this level, Johnson AI sucks.
Pathetic.
Really bad. Yeah. Really bad. So, I don't know what Bungie was thinking. I mean, even on Legendary, it's really, really bad.
Especially with the Flood, and then you have this, you know, silly.
And then he goes for the smallest ones. He doesn't go for the tank forms. He goes for the smallest ones.
Yeah.
So, anyway, next one.
Okay, Mr. Smite62 submitted about 3 pages or so.
It's like half the Bible. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. I guess I'll take it. So, hey there, guys. This is Mr. Smite62. That's my gamertag, too, with my second submission. Both stages, Cortana and Halo, have Flood in them. So here are some tips to easily pwn the vile creatures, and then some in-depth hints for the two levels. For easily killing the Flood, there are a few simple strategies. Blades chop up the infected monster with ease. Use the energy sword or brute shot melee attack for an easy kill slash weakening. Whenever a big, fat, disgusting pouch one waddles up close to you, the one holding the little parasite Flood, just stick it with a plasma or spike, and all the parasites that will most of the time fly at you will die because of the splash damage of the grenade. The big one that sometimes takes two swipes on a sword to kill will also resist sticks. They will weaken but not kill. Also a funny little glitch, just a side note, if you do stick them, they will sometimes be flying a couple of feet above the ground, but they still look like they're still standing. I always say to my friends in campaign, the scariest enemy is a Flood with a gun. Not many Flood, but some will equip an SMG or plasma rifle. There are sometimes a turret-firing Flood that will spit a snot-looking plasma dart bullet burst energy thingy. I hate this version of the Flood on my last journey to Cortana because my carbine slash BR would never hit from a well distance while running through the biomass-filled hallways. I recommend slowly progressing towards the monster, taking cover occasionally to recharge shields. Also, on most of the human-shaped Flood, keep a BR for headshots. The unique thing about Flood is that their brain slash life slash whatever is located in their chest slash stomachs. Cannot tell where exactly, but just probe in the area and you'll find it. Keep this in mind for metagame scoring. I know this is weird, but the Flood can infect dead bodies of elites, marines, brutes, and other Flood forms to rise again from the dead in a disgusting manner. Whenever you aren't in combat, melee the dead bodies of Flood so that they will split into smaller pieces and cannot reform again. Some will not blow up into pieces, but the screech of the dead Flood is so satisfying afterwards.
Page one.
Yeah, there's
Act
like
two,
another
scene three.
Three, four paragraphs here.
Yeah, we might not do all this stuff, but we'll do the next paragraph and then make
okay,
a stop.
I'll just give a basic summary of some of the tips he lists here. I guess that will work out then. So, let's see. One tip is that shotgun and is really effective against a Flood, and the elites will use swords when you're on Cortana. So those are really good, from what he says. For most of the game, you'll be walking in some tight quarters, battling all forms of Flood. And also, can someone shout out all the official names of all the forms? Parasite, very small, small, big pouch one, hulking one, spider, snot. What if you call them something other than that snot monster guy and being lagged repeatedly by Cortana and her drunk Flood buddy.
Drunk Flood buddy.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I guess the way your vision sort of, you know, collapses in there.
It's amazing.
Well, I think for the pure forms, I know it's the tank form is the big one. I think that's what it's called, is the tank form.
Yeah. Yeah.
The turret form one, I think it's called turret. I'm not exactly sure. And then the spider one, I don't know what that one is actually off the top of my head.
Brain with legs. Form.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's it. I know there's you can find places on the web that you can actually find up the name. So I just don't know exactly where.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, another one he has written down in this massive pair of words is, at the beginning, kill the Arbiter for his sword and let him have your shotgun.
Or just exchange it.
Yeah.
You don't have to kill him.
Aw, Arbiter.
Actually, the Arbiter won't exchange weapons with you.
He's
you
not.
Can with the Marines, but not the Arbiter.
Oh, that is. That boy.
I thought you could.
Since it's the start of the game, you won't get a point penalty since you have zero and receive points fast. Stay away from the parasite form in battle. While not in the battle, don't waste your ammo on shooting the little things. Let them hit you so they die, but if she are too many, start retreating to recharge shields. If you have a partner, keep an assault rifle or plasma rifle to deal with the parasite forms. Wow, this just goes on.
Yeah.
There's also apparently a terminal on this level.
And yeah, it's the hidden terminal thing. It's not really an actual terminal on Cortana, but there isn't a real terminal on Halo.
Yeah,
it's like on the right-hand side behind a big wall.
Right.
You just walk across a pipe and hop into the room.
Oh, he also says in brackets here, my friend also told me there is a secret terminal on this level, so if you grab it, then can hit you to Halo immediately after it, you will spawn with a Spartan laser.
Ooh.
Other than that, there are no terminals in this stage.
That's not true. I don't think so.
Well, I haven't encountered that before, but...
I haven't even heard of it. I haven't even seen it. So,
here.
Screenshot.
Screenshot or it didn't happen.
Screenshot or it didn't? Aw, you beat me to it.
No.
Oh, face palm. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
He says, shout out to the submitter from episode 151, referring to the fuel rod cannon as FRC. FRC stands for fuel rod cannon. You cannot equip the cannon in the official name, gun, FRG. The FRC is used as a Scarab tank, hunters, and anti-tank raves. Still unsure of this one. The FRG is used by players and banshees. I think I maybe missed one, so please tell me. Sorry, I'm so picky about the subject. It just really bothered me at the time. Keep on fragging trucks. Double points. Dash Mr. Smart 62.
So, yeah. For future notice, no extremely long submissions. If they're...
Yeah.
We appreciate that you actually took the time to write that. It was well written.
Yeah.
It was well done. It just took a lot of space. And
yeah.
We want to try to get...
We have to take time to get around to everybody.
So,
we just need to, you know, keep them to a decent length.
Right. Yeah, a lot of the other ones that we have here are pretty good length. So, yeah. Next one.
Future note.
Yeah. Next one we have here is from Uzumaki 15. I'll take that one.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Try.
Okay.
Hey, Podtacular, Uzumaki here. For some tips for Cortana and Halo. Okay, Cortana first off, you'll start with a shotgun and an assault rifle. what was we supposed to be calling the battle rifle in this episode?
The special AR.
The special AR. There we go. I'll remember that for if he mentions it. First off, you start with the shotgun and the assault rifle. Get the assault rifle out to deal with the infector that come and make your way through the level until the first real flood appear. Switch to your shotgun. And one, two of them, fire melee, and look around for a sword. This is an essential weapon to have on this level since it's one hit kill in the flood, except for the elites, which has already been mentioned. As you go around the corner, there will be two carriers walking towards you. Stick them or frag them and assault rifle the infected. Hint, shooting a cluster of infectors will cause them to explode. Easily remove a lot of those annoying pests. Next up, above you around the corner will be a large group of combat and normal pure forms. Slash them down with your sword. Pick up the deployable cover, which will come in handy later. The next weapon to look for is the plasma rifle. This little undersured weapon... What? Undersured weapon?
Underused.
Underused? Oh, yeah. Good thing to check out. That should be a dash. Or a space. Underused weapons... Has its finally good for the projectiles fly straight and will easily take out those pesky ranged pure forms. Now fast forward a bit. After freeing Cortana, head out quickly, pick up the bubble shield, a fresh energy sword, and a brute shot. Head towards the reactors, activate them, and run to the front. Throw a bubble shield and switch to the brute shot. Hop in and out of the shield and fire one shot at each of the waypoints. And run slashing down the enemies as you go on. Once you're back to the area where the skull is, start chucking grenades. Oh my god, this guy doesn't use full stops. Grenades you came in. The first time, there will be a lot of combat forms that will quickly surround you if you're not careful. Breathe. Once you clear the Pelican landing, pick up the rockets as you go. If you find another sword, that will be very helpful. Jump into the Pelican and bam, onto the and the mission is complete. Now for Halo. If you continue straight from Cortana, you will get the weapons that you had in the previous level. If you start with the rocket launcher and the assault rifle, start the mission. Okay, so what he's saying there is, if you start the previous level, you'll have the weapons that you finished the level with, but if you start it from like the main menu, you'll start it with a rocket launcher.
Right. Right.
My other tip on this map, recommended weapons are rocket, which is necessary, and the for the battle with Guilty Spark and a Brute Shot is helpful, since there are no energy swords on this level. Finally, shout-outs to Trikabi Psycho, Heavenly Yay Asian Dude, and other Podtac peeps on my friends list. Keep on fragging midgets that drive the truck that we frag.
Yeah, actually, the rockets don't do anything to Guilty Spark, so I don't know what exactly he means by rockets are necessary.
The only way to kill him is with this laser.
Yeah, I mean, the rockets are good for...
Sword wouldn't work with him because he emits that little field that keeps pushing you back.
Right. The rockets are usually good for the whole Grips of Flood that you have to get past. So,
yeah.
And also, one thing that he didn't mention, there's also a battle rifle, a couple shotguns, and SMGs where you start off the level from when the Pelican crashes in, and they're just spread out behind you. So if you turn around, you can actually... I know some people prefer to play with the battle rifle to get the headshots on the non-pure forms. And then some people use the shotgun. But, like you said, using rockets to get through the flood is really helpful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one thing I really did that does kind of help is taking the gravity hammer from that one flood.
Some people do it. Some
the
people
one at
don't.
The beginning of the level? Yeah, I always do that.
That beginning of the level I find is the most annoying part.
I think going to the ramps on the side of the building is annoying.
Well, no, there you have cover and stuff to work with. It's just that because there's such a big open space on the bottom there.
Yeah, but they just jump down from above you anyway, so...
There's actually a shortcut on those ramps.
I'm getting a little out of order.
when you're going up on the right side and you have all the flood jumping down, once you eliminate a good part of them, you can actually... there's an insert into the wall, and you can actually walk up the very far side closest to the wall, walk all the way up, and then you can jump over to the level where the ramp goes to the top, and you can pass up trying to walk up all the way around back and forth, and you can just jump over, and you have a lot more flood come for it afterwards, but it goes a lot quicker.
Yeah.
So we used that a lot in the trying to get the annual achievement because it just made things a lot quicker.
Mm.
So short little note.
Yeah.
Back to submissions. We have Aaron62 writes in, "Hey, Podtackler, Aron62, a new member with a lot of info. Well, if you're having a tough time on any setting on Cortana or Halo, try using dual-wield plasma rifles. About a second of dual-wielding fire will take down one combat form, and it will take down the snipers fairly quickly, and the stealth flood, the odd spider-looking thing, will take about the same as the sniper." So I guess the sniper is the turret one he's talking about. The tank, however, is a whole other story. Keep a heavy weapon with you, example, energy sword or flamethrower, to take down the tanks. Also, please note that a single headshot will instantly kill a non-armored combat form, and four shots with a battle rifle will take down an armored elite form. That's all I've got. Keep on fragging trucks, driving midgets that keep on screaming veto. P.S. Skull Info. Skull Info here. If for some odd reason someone hasn't submitted where it is, and no one has yet, so the Tilt Skull is in the first room with the glass as flooring in a deadly with a sword after falling down. Now, when you are in the center of the room, turn left, and you will see this odd object. Jump onto it. Jump on top of it and jump on the mushroom-like flood objects. Keep on jumping on top of them until you hit some flood-like vine. Walk across that and the skull is on top of the entire stage.
What does the tilt skull do?
It basically changes around different hit ratios for the bipeds. So like a headshot may be placed on the leg, and a body shot may be placed on a hand or something like that. So that's what the tilt skull does.
Cool. I don't know if any of you know this, but on Halo, if you know where the terminal is, there's like a place where you can fall off the map in there with like beams running across the top of the roof, which you can rocket jump over to. If you rocket jump over there, there is actually a texture on the wall of one of the guys at Bungie.
Oh, the Easter egg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you found it. I found it with my brother a while back. It's funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there about it. I don't think anyone submitted it. But, yeah. Basically, where the terminal is, there's if you go in the opposite direction, instead of turning left and going right instead, you can rocket jump over there.
Or brute shot even, it's probably.
I've seen a lot of people have a hard time with brute shots, but I guess if you're elite like Crypto is, you can jump over to the beam on the other side. And then there's a room on the left that you can jump over to, and if you go to the back left corner, there's the little Easter egg bobbing up and down.
Yep.
So, yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, Crypto.
Okay.
Yep. Next tip, Lance.
Let Crypto take this one. I want to do the next one.
Okay.
Okay. Green Badger says...
It's Bagger.
Not much to talk about. Bagger.
Yeah.
No D.
Go ahead.
It would be... Green Badger would be cool.
It would be cool, yes. Badger.
Badger's greens. Noob. I don't have much to talk about because I don't play this level much, but I'll try. On Legendary, where the skull is the pure form that shoots at... that you will kill you fast and it's hard to kill. I think that well-placed blue bombs, I guess he's referring to plasma grenades there, will get them. On the bottom floor, there is a gravity hammer and a terminal, which, if you read the books, is a line from a book.
Cute.
The skull is on the very top floor, but someone else will or already has covered it. That is all. Keep on fragging trucks. Shout out to Team Woot. Members from Talking About Games, MVP, and Stakey at 10. Cool.
Mm.
So what is... Okay. I don't read the books, so I don't know what he's referring to there, sorry.
The extra terminal that's in the same room as the skull on Cortana.
Okay.
Cortana mutters off a line from one of the Halo books. That's the mysterious eighth terminal. That's the unofficial one.
QQ. Some pay for the fanboys, I guess.
You know you play too much Halo.
When you create a thread titled, you know you play too much Halo when?
Hey, hey now. Hey now.
2-4, 2-4.
Anyway,
all right, then
okay.
Carl next.
Our next submission Carl, here is Carl. From Carl.
Yay.
Or Steve Matic.
Yes. Yeah. Steve O'Matic. So, Steve Matic here, submitting for the last campaign show. I was with my friend Tony one day playing the last level, Halo. We played it on Legendary because that's how we roll. We were mainly just messing around for half the time and trying to find some glitches. We found a lot. One that I remember very well, though, is how to skip from about one-fourth of the level. Specifically, what you have to do is climb on top of the tower to kill Guilty Spark. Here's how it goes. Please note that I'm trying to explain this to the best of my ability. First, get to the point where you see the flamethrower at the bottom of the tower. If you're facing towards the end of the walkway to the curve around the tower, turn around behind you. There will be a ramp leading up to the same elevation of the third floor of the tower, where that uber battle to get inside takes place. The ramp is against the wall to the side of everything else. When you climb on top, you can either crouch jump, grenade jump, or rocket jump to the other ramp that leads from the second to the third floor of the tower. Once you get there, you should land on the second floor, if not on the third. You should then get a checkpoint confirming the battle at the top to begin. This makes it much easier to complete instead of going through each floor killing the Flood. If you need video help of this tactic, I'll make a walkthrough on my file share. Just PM me. Before I forget, my new gamer tag is Lard Bag. Keep on fragging organic pianos.
Okay, sorry, could I hear a crow?
Yeah, I heard one too.
Nice.
Yeah. Battle in front of the door on the top level, there's actually an automatic turret lying around there.
So
someone said that already.
A deployable sentry.
I put that thing down, and the first it does after it kills like the first wave of Flood, it takes care of some on one side. I go out in front of it, and it like actually shoots me, and it kills me, and then it shoots the Arbiter, and it kills him.
Psycho turret.
Yeah.
Well, it does that after you kill Guilty Spark.
This is before, though.
Oh, that's weird.
Well,
yeah. But thank you, Carl, for the submission there.
Yeah, he basically just explained what I tried to explain earlier with the whole ramp thing and skipping part of the level. So I think he did a much better job.
And in less time, too.
Well, I didn't want it to take too long, so...
Okay. I'll take this next submission.
It's short.
Two sentences.
No, it's something crypto can actually handle.
I'll try.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, what in the world was that?
It's a velociraptor attack.
Some crows. I'm mad. Hey there, White Liar. On Halo, pick up the Special Assault Rifle. Yay, we mentioned it. And it's a one-shot kill for the headshots on the Flood. It helps out a lot on Legendary. Thanks for that.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Next one we have comes from Arbitation. He says, hey guys, it's Arbitation here. Okay, so I have a few tips for Cortana in Halo. First, Cortana. If you have a shotgun, great. If you can find a sword, even better. Wall crawlers. Needlers are the best for these little critters, or even better, a well-placed grenade. In part where you drop down through a hole, and you are in the purple Y control room-looking place, on the other side where you drop down is the exit, and just to the left of the exit is a hole which leads under the room. In the center of the room is a hidden terminal not needed for the Marathon Man achievement. So that's the same terminal that we mentioned before. Second, Halo. So yeah, you probably already know this, but the Mythic Skull is in the first tunnel on the right. Just stick to the side and look for the side passages. When you enter the first open area and the Flood ball thingy falls from the sky, a Flood Marine will come out with a gravity hammer. Oh, form. I got that wrong. Okay.
Yay.
A Flood Marine form will come out.
It's not a Flood Marine. It's way too big to be a Flood Marine if it's holding the gravity hammer.
It's a brute.
Yeah, it's a brute. Flood.
It's a brute form. This will look fun, but don't get it. The best weapons you can have, in my opinion, is the Battle Rifle. It's supposed to be Special Assault Rifle. Anyway.
Jesus, guys. Come on.
Battle Rifle, which works perfectly if you have a steady aim, headshots galore, and a Plasma Rifle. Grenades are very useful as well as with anything else. My last tip is for the flood carrier guys with the big fat heads that explode. This tip is really only useful for heroic and legendary when the little guys can actually damage you. You need a grenade.
You need a grenade.
Need.
You need a grenade, comrade.
Need. Need. Need.
That was mean.
When you see one of these flood forms, run up to them and they will fall over when you get close enough. As they fall, chuck a grenade at them and jump away. When their head explodes, your grenade should explode as well, killing all the small flood forms as well. That's all from me. Keep on fragging trucks.
Well, it's one word, lol. Hey, Adu says, hey guys, just wanted to say that I really like the direction of the show is heading. I'm proud that our community was able to stick through the hard times. Anyways, onto the campaign stories. I believe it was me, Poopin' and Basket, Jabba, and Carl rocking out on the last level of Legendary trying to get the annual achievement. The achievement with the four ghosts and jumping and whatnot, etc. We didn't have a lot of trouble getting through the first part of the level. Iron was on, mind you. Oh, I get it. I actually get that now.
Yes, the Iron Skull.
Iron. It's not correct English. Jesus.
Iron. Just go.
Iron was on, mind you. But we got through with a lot of perseverance and some minor hurt feelings. So we get towards the last part, getting in the ghost, pimp slapping the sentinels that were smart enough to get in our way, and then we got onto the falling panels that you have to get over really fast. This is where it got ugly. Since there were four guys, the iron turned on, it wasn't a lot of room for mistake. We made a lot of them. We even got close to the end, then we saw the cutscene, but it made us stop from the last checkpoint because a certain someone, cough, jabber, cough, right as we jumped into the ship. Oh, epic. Good shout, Jabba. Awesome. Anyways, it ended up taking us a very long time. I can't remember how long, but I'm guessing it took us as about to
see
it. Oh, that hurts. Disney hater.
A whole new world.
You better close your eyes.
I don't like Disney movies. People think I'm evil for that, but I just don't.
Pirates of the Caribbean's okay. Sexual
innuendo.
Yeah, no, like, I mean those cheesy cartoon ones. Pirates of the Caribbean was good, but, like...
You mean the kid ones?
Yeah, like Bambi crew.
Bambi Aladdin. Was okay.
I can't believe
the
you
deer
said
actually
that.
Looked kind of cute.
Okay.
Dumbo?
Well, okay, let's. But we finally got through. Oh, and epic cookies and girlfriends we had. Sorry for the wall of text there. But you asked me for feedback, so voila! Keep up the good work, you guys. Keep on fragging mosquitoes who eat your cinnamon icicle sausages. Amazing.
Yeah, when
cinnamon icicle sausages aren't actually that bad, they're pretty good.
When we were doing the annual achievement night. Which I believe was Friday night. Yeah. It was me, Lil Kook, and Green Bagger, and someone else I can't remember.
Green Badger.
No, it's Bagger.
No, oh, it's Badger.
It's Bagger.
It's Badger.
He's corrected me plenty of times, so I don't want to piss him off anymore. But anyway, there was... about three or four times where, like, okay, I was the head of the ghost group on when all the Halo stuff falls apart, and I would get to the very end of the ramp, and there were two times when the cutscene actually went off, and Lil Kook fell in this same hole five times, the same exact one, and Lil Kook,
wow,
yes, I am
dude.
Calling you out here. So, face the music. I'm sorry.
One word.
Noob!
So, yeah. We finally got it after an hour. It took us an hour to get it all done. And it took us about 20 to 30 minutes to get just the last part done. So.
This is why I like to play solo.
You can't for
well,
the achievement.
You can't for the achievement.
Well, that's why you just have just you know spawn a second player and have him sit in the back seat.
Times three, and it has to be over Xbox Live.
It has to be in Ghosts.
Oh, okay, so. Now there's limitations on it.
And you have to all be in Ghosts, and if you're not close enough, it'll actually just spawn you and not you with the ghost on the last part. Mm. So it doesn't exactly work out like that. Okay, so we have time for a few more submissions. Maybe one or two. So we have one here from YPacer. He says, well, sorry about my last sending and being a little lost about how I'm hoping that this gets sent into the campaign show. First of all, you will need needlers when playing on Legendary. Just remember to take cover and play it with two people or more to take turns shooting out enemies. Brutes take one melee to kill. Hunters take a stick or a slash of the sword. And everything else just takes time and long-ranged weapons. I guess the hunter ones are the tank forms that he's talking about. Anyway, this can be done with... This can be one of the easy... It's maps on Legendary if you just have a good plan and you each have mics. Keep on fragging PDD while he tries to sign his purple alpaca fur covered anus armor on a diamond stub table with diamond chars of teeth and glasses and his diamond studded cap sitting on his lap.
A diamond studded cat? I think that's animal cruelty or something.
Yeah, that's a little disturbing, but... Yeah. So, Lance, you want to take the last one?
Okay.
Wrapping it up here?
Yeah. Boob in a Basket says, hey, Podtacular, when dealing with the Flood on Cortana, remember to keep a good distance away while shooting, because if you get ganged up by a bunch of Flood, you will probably die. Try to play smart, especially on Cortana, because Flood can come at you from anywhere. Anywhere! LOL, LOL, LOL.
In caps.
Plasma weapons work very well while killing Flood. The regular assault rifle is also good for taking out all those little balloon guys, too.
The infection forms.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that wraps up our episode for this week. There are a few tips that we couldn't get to because of time, but we definitely appreciate all you guys sending in your tips.
Well, time and also some submissions were a bit long.
Yeah, the minor one from Mr. Smite. But nonetheless, we definitely appreciate all you guys sending in your stuff. We like the support that we're getting from the community for us trying to pick up where FumoJive and JVB left the show. So we're just asking for your continued support and keep on sending in great submissions.
Yeah.
So wrapping it up here, send in your comments, etc. to podtackler@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtackler.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-AA-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the customs, on the call-ins and tales from the Foxhole Show.
You gotta get that down before it comes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-AA-HALO. And leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the call-ins and tales from the Foxhole Show.
There you go.
Once again, that is 206-888-HALO for only three payments of
$19.99. Which supplies. Yeah.
Nice.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo and other games with cool people.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, digging the podcast on dig.com, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes and Zune Marketplace. We couldn't do it without you.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, GamerTag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, and the GCN Video Game Show, and JVB's Post Game Report at talkingaboutgames.com. Thank you for tuning in. I've been your host...
Well, actually, just one more thing before we kill it. I just wanted to remind people that of a few things that have been happening in the community. Where KBC and some of the other guys have been trying to get the console clans back up and running.
Right.
And they're working on the All-Stars as well.
Yeah, KBC is taking a big burden for you for the community guys, and he's heading up the pro clan, and he and Wolf are trying to handle all the other the rec clans and the all-star clans. So they really need everyone's support and everyone's cooperation with trying to get the new system in place. We're trying to work with all the previous admins, with Fumo, JVB, Captain Crunk, and all of them, trying to get stuff situated, transferred, and everything else in the community. So bear with them, bear with us, and we're trying to get things done as quickly as possible.
Yeah, and also just an update from my side, the PC group. We've got the clans up and running now. It's just that I need to work out a few more things with the regulars clan, just to help organize, sort out some of the teams and things there. But the rec clan, you know, it's fully up and going. Any games you guys play on the PC, doesn't matter what, you can just sign up there. You can search Pod Rec or Podtacular PC Recreationals on Steam and Xfire. And we're actually also going to work and see if we can get a clan page with like a clan a names list and whatnot set up on the site specifically for groups and as well as the other clans.
Yep. So
and I'm going to go for a shower.
So next week's show is going to be Customs. Or I'm sorry, not Customs. We're doing Collins since we have a good backlog of those. So we're going to be doing those, and we're going to do Tales from the Foxhole. So it's going to be the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show for next week.
Shout out to Crunk for doing the Collins.
Yeah, Crunk is doing the Collins again. So thanks to him for doing that and willing to do that. So yeah, until next time, I'm Dustin.
I'm Crypto Whatnot.
And I am Vincent. I'm Podtacular.
And we'll see you guys next time.
There's only one thing left to say.
Here we go.
I have to do that all over again. Take 1,246. That's a lot of takes. No slurping either.
That's it.
Wow.
Don't make me laugh when I'm drinking my mouth.
Yeah, it makes you sound really weird. You okay?
Best quote ever. Bruce?
Possibly. You all clean now? Y'all slobbered all over your face?
Alright, everybody, now here we go. It's a brand new version of the Go-See-Go. Just stomp your feet and clap your hands. Come on, everybody, it's time.
The falling count.
Bouncing time to the beat.
Oh, I love that part.
You don't even have to move your feet.
It's so funny. I'll hit a monkey. You don't need the warthog, he's a mongoose.
I've never actually seen a mongoose on that level before.
Get the warthog. Go left.
Hang on.
Go left. There's a mongoose.
I did. I'm good. What about you?
Yeah.
No accepting phone calls during recording.
I'm occupied at the moment.
Get off the phone!
Recording.
Get off the phone!
Oh, what do I want for lunch? Give me a pizza.
Pizza? the longest edit ever.
Party Italian.
It's going to take the longest time to edit this podcast.
Party Italian.
Wait, why did you guys stop reading the submission?
Because you were on the phone.
Wait, what? Oh, wait, no, I didn't hit the mute button hard enough on my microphone.
You were talking. Why do you think I was yelling?
I didn't hear you yelling, though. I took the headset off.
The music.
Or I just flipped the earphones off.
Guys, nuts. I don't know how many times I have to say it. And I'm sure if G Lewis was here, it would be even more crazy.
Discover the website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.